Happy Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is a great day for our country. That may sound strange, but it's true, because today we celebrate the patroness of the United States of America, Mary, the Immaculate Conception. The Most Blessed Virgin Mary, in the first instance of her conception, by a singular grace and privilege granted by Almighty God, in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, was preserved free from all stain of original sin. This teaching was infallibly declared by Pope Pius IX on December 8, 1854. But this teaching isn't new to Christianity. This is something that Catholics had believed from the earliest times of the church. And it makes sense that Mary would need special graces in order to carry out her special mission, her mission as the Mother of God and her mission as the new Eve. The bishops of the United States of America during the 6th Provincial Council of Baltimore on May 13, 1846, announced with enthusiastic acclaim and with unanimous approval and consent, the fathers of the council have chosen the Blessed Virgin Mary, conceived without sin, as the patroness of the United States of America. But notice the date. That was 1846. That's before the declaration by the Pope. In fact, the bishops of the United States had urged the Pope 5 years before he made that declaration urged him to make that teaching of the church an infallible teaching, make it a dogma of the church. Let's elevate this and make it better known. Let's spread this devotion all the more. That was their mentality. And why is it then that the bishops of the United States chose Mary the Immaculate Conception as the patroness? Well, one reason is that there was already widespread devotion throughout the United States for Mary under this title. Another is that Bishop John Carroll, the first bishop in the United States, consecrated our country to the Immaculate Conception back in 1792. But even 300 years before that, in 1492, Christopher Columbus, when he discovered America, he sailed on a ship that was called Holy Mary of the Immaculate Conception. So we can see that there's a bit of a history of Catholics and the Immaculate Conception in the United States. The United States of America was consecrated again to the Immaculate Conception upon the completion of the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. in 1959. It's a beautiful shrine. This National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception is actually the largest Catholic church in the United States of America, and it's the 8th largest in the world. And this helps us to understand, and it manifests this devotion that we have to Mary under this title, Mary the Immaculate Conception. And as our patroness, she is granted even greater intercessory power for us. And so for us to ask God through Mary with this title, the Immaculate Conception, is a great privilege, honor, and grace that we have as Americans. So let us all continue to spread this devotion to the Immaculate Conception and plead with her to intercede on behalf of our country, that through her intercession, the United States of America and all those who dwell within the country may become sinless like her, and through her be made ever more devoted to her Son, who gives himself to us in the most holy Eucharist.